our ultimate goal was to have a Rising Tide be open source. Open source meaning that we're not curating the events ourselves, but instead, even this year before COVID, we were kind of trying to talk to a lot of arts organizations that were even had kind of their own locations and were performing inside. But there's no reason you can't have stand-up or improv or dance or anything like that just out on the river as well.
This may create a whole new opportunity for employment.
One of the big elements of a Rising Tide is that we're dedicated to building an all-Near West workforce. So that was already an element kind of built in to kind of create jobs within our neighborhood and get folks trained up in technical theater and also just the moving and clearing of the spaces and maintenance of the spaces. We have a small fund for maintenance along the spaces next year. So once it becomes safe, we'll already be able to be hiring folks in our neighborhood to help keep those spaces open for everybody.
You and your wife, Caitlin, not only run Indie Convergence, you live in Near West, and you have for a number of years, and you've done a lot of work in the community, bringing the community together. Everybody's stress level is about at the max limit right now. Are there programs that you have been engaged with the neighborhood in years before that maybe now are going to take on a whole even more importance in keeping the calm and keeping people from being fearful and anxious?
We have been working on something called the Near West Tool Shed and Seed Lending Library. So we've been working with the Hawville Library and pairing with them to do two separate libraries to allow a larger set of seeds. We planted 2,000 seeds on our roof to get them started. So hopefully the moment that it's safe for folks to stay distant and kind of work in family units, that we can get out into the neighborhood and start planting fruits and vegetables. And that not only will that help create community, but it'll help create some food within the neighborhood as well. But we were also working within our neighborhood with the WCDC with another artist named Ben Rose. And he had an idea to create a social health club within our neighborhood and also to kind of increase volunteerism. It's essentially a card and you can scan it on. And for those that are volunteering in the neighborhood, it accrues points and also allows you access to programs and performances that are specifically curated to the neighborhood and that you're able to go to those for free.
Indie Convergence has a partnership in Haiti as well, and you've spent a lot of time there. Have you learned things from being there that you're using here now?
You know, I've actually been in a few quarantine-like situations there for different reasons, and I learned a lot about that. You know, in terms of being in small spaces and being able to buy inexpensive food that you can cook easily and still taste good, being able to understand how to pass the time as well.
You and your wife, Caitlin, are also new parents. You have a baby at home with you. How is that affecting your life?
The two of us get to be there for all of these amazing little moments that a four-month-old has. We can each work a half day and kind of hand him back and forth throughout the day on a schedule. You know, being able to set aside time for one person or the other person to work and not have to worry about it. It's been wonderful to spend so much time with them in such a formative period of his life.
Thank you, Robert, for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you so much.